This is the one I'd lead with if somebody asked what AI actually did for us. Not a chatbot, a map.
And it started as something much smaller. You wanted to see the trucks.
That's all it was. Where are my trucks right now? On one screen.
Which every GPS vendor already sells you. Right? The thing that made it different is that we didn't stop at trucks. We kept putting layers on top of the same map until it stopped being a tracking screen and started being a picture of the business.
Walk the layers.
Live trucks first, then the disposal sites, every transfer station, recycler, donation center, and hazmat site with what each one charges by material, then fuel, then every commercial account we care about, colored by how recently a human actually touched it, then crew touch points, so when somebody pops into a building and drops a card, it lands on the map, then door hangers, then the customer records out of the CRM.
And once they're all on one map, you see things you can't see in a report.
That's the whole episode in one sentence. Every one of those data sets already existed. Every one of them was in a different system, and every system shows you a list. A list can't tell you that a truck drives past a warm commercial account twice a day on the way to the dump, and that nobody's walked into that building in 4 months.
That's the insight that isn't in any report anywhere.
Because no report has both halves. The routing system knows the driving, the CRM knows the account, neither one knows the other exists. Geography is the join key nobody uses.
Then we went further than the trucks.
We did, and this is the part that took days. We pulled the county parcel records, close to 1 million properties, and pinned our own job history against them. 40,000 jobs, 3 years, all on the map.
What fell out of that?
The first thing was uncomfortable. We found out where our territory actually is, as opposed to where we say it is. A couple of cities we've been treating as edge cases turned out to be real volume. Others we assumed were ours had almost nothing. Some of what we believed about the footprint was just habit.
I corrected some of that myself.
You did. You went down the city list and told me which ones were genuinely in and out, and you overruled the data in places where you knew the reason. That combination is the only way that exercise works. The map found the question, you had the answer.
Then the apartments.
Every multifamily parcel in the territory, 8,000 odd properties, filtered down to a couple thousand worth targeting by size, and then the timing layer, which is the actual product. There's a legal notice window before leases turn over. That window is a detection signal. It tells you when a property manager is about to have a problem weeks before they know they need us.
And you told me not to sell it the obvious way.
You told me. That was your call, and it changed the whole pitch. I wanted to lead with cleaning out their storage rooms. You said, don't. That's a shame point for a property manager. You're telling them their building's a mess. Lead with turnover speed. Their unit is rent ready faster. The storage room happens naturally once you're inside the building.
You don't walk in and tell somebody their house is dirty.
No amount of data would have taught me that. That's 20 years of knowing who you're talking to.
Now do the satellite part, because that's the one people's ears perk up at.
And I want to do it honestly, because it's the best example we have of a thing that half worked.
Go.
The idea. Use aerial imagery to spot properties with junk accumulating. Free federal imagery going back over a decade plus current high resolution tiles. Compare a property to itself across years and find the ones that changed.
And your first swing was a vision model.
Point a vision model at the image and ask, is there junk here? 97% false positives. It cannot tell a normal backyard from a debris pile at that altitude. It confidently flagged patios, gardens, parked cars, shadows.
That's a big miss.
It's a big miss, and it's the single most useful thing in this episode because the second approach worked. Stop asking the model what it sees. Compare the property to a photo of itself from 4 years earlier. Structurally, edges and shapes, not raw pixels, because raw pixels just tell you the season's changed. What you're detecting isn't junk, it's change. Then, cross-reference against public code violations.
And that held up?
Known violations showed up more than twice as often in the top scoring 10% as chance would predict. That's a real signal from free public data and no vision model at all.
Say the lesson.
The fancy AI failed and the boring arithmetic worked. The win came from picking the right question, change instead of contents, and from stacking a second free data source on top. If we'd stayed married to use the vision model, we'd have nothing.
What did it cost?
The imagery is free. The parcel data is public. The violations are public. The cost is the compute to process it, which runs on the DGX Spark in the office, and the routing side of it runs on QOpt, NVIDIA's optimizer, on the same machine. There's no per property fee for any of this. That's what makes it a service somebody else could buy.
Where's it weak? Because I don't want this sounding finished.
Three places. One, a scored lead is not a customer. The map tells you where to knock. It doesn't tell you they'll answer. Two, change detection flags. A property that's different, and different includes a renovation, a new deck, a boat, somebody parked. A human still looks at the picture before we act. Three, it needs the loop closed. If we chase 100 leads and never record which ones converted and why the others didn't, the scoring never improves, and it's just an expensive opinion.
That's the part everybody skips.
Everybody builds detection and nobody builds the feedback. A lead list that never learns is a list, not a system.
So put a bow on why this became a product conversation.
Because nothing in this build is specific to junk removal. Every business that sends a vehicle to an address has the same three problems. Their route data and their customer data don't talk, they can't see their real territory, and they have no way to find demand before the phone rings, right? Yeah, we solve that for ourselves with public data and one NVIDIA box in the office. That's a service, and we can prove it works because we run on it.
And it's ours. We didn't buy it.
We built it in days on your hardware from data anybody can download. That's the pitch, and it's the honest one.